Is there an optimal method for recovering from a concussion? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Sarah Allen, assistant professor of psychology at the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, analyzes the best practices for bouncing back from a head injury.
We've come far in our understanding of the human brain, but much of it remains a mystery. The clinical management of concussions is one such mystery. It's a relatively new area of research, so the evidence-based data hasn't caught up yet with what we know clinically. Our lab seeks to learn more about concussions from both a biological and clinical standpoint. We do this by exploring a myriad of factors, including microRNA, sense of smell, images of the brain that track activity, as well as psychological and neuropsychological outcomes. Clinically, we've seen that symptoms can be used as a determinant for when to return to school. This is similar to returning to play. After immediate symptoms reduce, patients should go back to cognitive activity gradually while monitoring their symptoms. Those who do seem to improve faster. When symptoms increase, it means there's too much activity. When they remain at bay, it's a sign that the cognitive load is more appropriate and can be gradually increased. This pattern should continue until the patient is able to function as before, say by returning to a full day of school. From the research side, we know that students with concussion also face increased risk of anxiety and depression. What we don't know is why. It's likely they feel stressed by mounting work and reduced cognitive functioning, but by studying the brain, we can see there may also be a disruption in normal communication between nerve cells. It's very possible there's a critical period during which the brain can reorganize and heal, the same way the body does after injury. During this period, building cognitive activity may allow the brain to rid itself of chemical waste and reroute connections that may have been lost during a concussion. By looking at the interplay of all these factors, we can begin to fill in the gaps in order to develop better treatments and improve outcomes.
That was Sarah Allen of the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.